Hello, 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 and yes, I told you very much so that I'll be back very, very quickly. I'm back, yes. So, I've got a question for you guys. I have a question, right? How many of you worry about age or aging? That's kind of two questions, but falls within one question. So yeah, how many of you worry about aging or age in itself? Think about it. Okay, I'd love to know what you guys think. Get back to me and let me know what you think about aging, okay? Because I, right, who is in my 20s something, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, from as far back as I can remember, probably being 16, 15, 17, actually 16, 17, and 18 is when I hit the peak point, but I'll get to that. So probably around 16, 17, you know, these were the ages where at this point I was currently like proper performer at a performing arts school where I was doing, you know, musical theatre, which was very, very hands-on, plus music as well, and music theory hands-on. And it was one of those things where I told myself that I have to make it. Like, I have to achieve what I'm wanting to achieve now. Because if I wait until, I don't know, I'm 20 even, or 25, or 30, or 35, or whatever, I'm going to be clueless. I'm going to be lost. You know, I'll be forgotten. It probably will never happen because I'm going to think I'm too old, or I'm going to think that it's too late, or it's just, you know what I mean? And that was my mindset, funny enough, at 16 and 17. When I got to 18 now, this is when I left the school and I was kind of, yeah, I was going into uni. And that's when it hit me even more because it was like, oh my God, I haven't even made it yet. I haven't done, or I haven't achieved what I wanted to achieve yet. Why is it that I haven't achieved it yet? Why? What is it? What is it? You know, it's for these things you start pressuring yourself and you start overthinking, your mind and pulses start pumping because you're just so clueless and lost on why you haven't made it yet. Okay? So like I said, I'm in my 20-something now and I finished uni in 2016. Okay? And it's one of those things where I'm just saying to myself still, why haven't I not made it? Why haven't I not done it? What is it? Am I not networking enough? Is it because of my social anxiety holding me back? Or, you know, is it because my music's probably not as good? Or is it because I may not be as good as I think I am? It's all these things you start questioning yourself, which you shouldn't, because at the end of the day, you've seen the receipts, you've seen the responses to your work and to your craft. Even if it's not a whole load of people, but it's a small amount of people who are basically liking your stuff, you know, and rolling with your stuff, then clearly you're doing something right. It's just about maybe, it's down to you, you know, maybe you need to, you know, dig into improving yourself or finding things that are better, you know, within yourself, so people or more people can gravitate to you. But going back to the question, I feel like age should not play a matter at all towards your goals, okay? You can be 50, okay, my friend. You can be 60, okay? You could be 40 and you could still either, yes, chase your dreams, or you could make it by then. You understand? And these are the things that I'm trying to tell myself, as hard as it is. I've even done a video on my YouTube, if anyone wants to go and watch it, about age, with my friend Charisse Channer. Mine is Paris Lorenza. Yeah, I did a YouTube video about talking about age as well and the importance of like not worrying and like worrying about, oh, I'm in my 20 something, I'm in my 30 something, 40 something, and yeah, I still haven't achieved what I wanted, or I don't know if I can get it because of the age limit, or if I'm not fit enough. And you see all those sort of stuff about fitness, if for those who are dancers, performers, or want to be like, I don't know, an usher or say whatever, you know, that's bull. You can get fit, you can get into that dance class. You don't need to be in a studio. You can be in your own home and dance and work on technique on YouTube. You know, all the resources that are there to better yourself, even if you can't afford to go to places and stuff. There are YouTube. There's all these things you can do in your own space, in your own time. Trust me, age has nothing to do with it. And the more I tell myself this, guys, the more it feels good. So you tell yourself, no matter what age it is, still try and be the best. Better those qualities, better those abilities and techniques in order to be better. So when your time comes, no matter how old you are, you will prove everyone right. Bring out those receipts. Till then, bye.